It's time for the quickie with Tommy Hughes, Jill Stein, and Pink and Misty.
Power 107.5.
Now rock with the best, Tommy Stein. He can step your thing up.
Power 107.5.
My mind right.
One Whoa, time. That's a huge mix. Power 107.5.
Yo.
Power 107.5, good morning, it's 7:19. Helping you get on your way where you're going this morning. That boy DJ Tommy Styles with the quickie. And you hear that future right here. He's coming less than 3 weeks away from the Pepsi Power Fest.
Tickets are on sale right now. You can get all the information you need at mycolumbuspower.com.
Put all that hate and get them tickets, man, before they run out. These are the biggest tickets in the city. All right, Tommy, how do your business, big bro? 7:19, Pink and Misty in the morning. Good morning. It's Power 107.5. Good morning. 7:25. That boy Casey Veggie's right there. Yet another artist taking the Rikert Credit Factory main stage at the Pepsi Power Fest going down September 3rd at the LC.
We're a little less than 3 weeks away. Ticket information, mycolumbuspower.com. This is going to be a great party on a Thursday night.
Like last week, I was on campus. Like, they rock with this Casey Veggie's dude.
Yeah.
They really rock with this dude.
I'm excited to see his show for sure.
So you got him, you got Tink, you got Rich Homie Quan, you got that boy Future, T-Wayne. And we're not even finished adding artists to the bill.
Every day I decide a different person that I'm excited to see. Today it's Casey Veggies and Tink.
Okay. I like Tink too. She gonna be what that is.
I told y'all I asked Timberland if he was coming, right?
What'd he say?
He's working on the Empire soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he was like, I'm gonna try to come out there for it. I was like, you're gonna do Empire? Empire's more important than Power Fest.
Wow. I had to talk to Timbo about
that. Exactly. So I was like, I'll call you closer to the concert.
Speaking of Power Fest, the day before Power Fest, it's going to be an epic event. We got to tell you about it. It's the Pepsi Sweet Experience. We'll tell you how you can win your way into that right after Misty's favorite artist, Meek Mill. How about that?
Don't do that.
Power 107.5, good morning. 7:29, Bink and Misty in the morning. Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj, Breezy, and it's called All Eyes on You, and Meek Mill is messing up Nicki Minaj's ticket sales.
Yeah, that's what our sneaky suspicion is. We don't know that to be a fact, but that's what we think.
Well, that's what TMZ reported. Tickets was $179. That's too much anyway for a damn concert. But now they like $149. That's too much. Would you pay $179 to see somebody?
No.
Absolutely
but
not.
But we're spoiled and, you know, we're kind of privileged. And that's not a good thing. So I think that it's really hard for us to be like, okay, I'm going to go and, you know.
You tell me who you pay $179 to see. Better be Jesus performing. Are you kidding me?
But you're also very cheap.
So?
So I'm saying there are some people that I probably would prefer, I would pay to see. I just can't think of somebody right now.
Speaking of cheap, let me say this real quick. We don't have no money, right? In my family, we broke. But not for real. I'm literally broke. So yesterday, I ain't had nothing to eat. So I got some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I put it on top of some ice cream. That was my dessert. I'm so serious. I'm broke as heck. I just wanted to share that.
You're going to try to cuss me out yesterday. Bink had his own appearance yesterday. So Bink has a remote. He has an appearance.
They don't know what a remote is.
He has a paid appearance.
Yeah, thank
you. How about
you.
That?
Say that.
Where you're getting money for it.
I need it because I ain't got no money, but go ahead.
So we have a meeting. I'm leaving the meeting. Bink going to come running out to my car. Are you ready to go where? To take me to my appearance.
Because I don't have no gas, and I needed a ride. And I told you that before we got out of the work.
I live 2 minutes from the radio station. You think I'm going to drive you all the way out there?
You said you was going to take me to Imagine Schools on Harrisburg Pike.
I never said that.
And you talking about you got something to do.
I never said that.
Yeah, okay. So I'm
you're not Miss Daisy. You get in your own car and you drive.
So.
And then I said, how are you going to get back, Bink, if I do drive you out there?
Come get me. Come on, man.
And I hit him with this. And that Jeff Father Camaro.
We supposed to be a team.
Bye. See you in the morning.
Are you kidding me?
That was ridiculous.